Good morning. You're tuned into the M&M Show. That's Maria in the morning. The time is now 8:08, and I'm your host, DJ Fantel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Maria Alvarez. And as promised, right here in the studio, we have Angelina. She's here from sports. We also have Heather. I like did those so backwards. I normally say Heather and Angelina, so my brain kind of like spazzed out for a second.
Mondays, am I right?
Yeah. So, ladies, first of all, welcome. And what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Thanks. Well, I will be talking about the Color Run, and specifically the exciting part about Color Run, which is the free t-shirt. So that's my focus.
Oh. And then continuing on with Red, White, and Boom activities, sports is going to have a one-pitch tournament, cornhole tournament, and then we got some intramural sports that we're going to be playing after Red, White, and Boom.
Woo!
Ooh, absolutely. Here for all of those. So before we get into that, I do want to go ahead and ask you our question of the day. So it's a Music Monday today, and we want to know, who is the best artist of all time?
I would have to say Lil' Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. I'm a little bit less known, a little band called Dispatch.
I'm here for it. Don't worry. We're going to be playing those right here. And Signal, we want you to keep it right here. You're going to be hearing all things sports on 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. And that was a Dispatch. It was one of Heather's favorite, best artists of all time, right?
It's a slow jam, but they are fantastic. If you're not a Dispatch fan, I'm telling you, look them up. All their music's amazing.
No.
It's high school throwbacks for me. Can't get enough.
Definitely can't get enough. Like you can't get enough of MWR Fitness. So, Heather, before we start talking all about the Color Run, I do have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
I'm wondering. Oh, no. This is wonderment, and we didn't plan this out. But I am just curious, when do we have any schedule of events for when we'll have like full functional fitness areas done?
Ooh, okay. That's a good one. No. It's a fantastic question. So right now we are working on it. So both NAS1 gym, the basketball court's been fixed, so that's great.
I saw that. Amazing.
So
you're
welcome to use that space, even if you need to like bring a mat down there. Staff can help. Like, we can bring some stuff down there if you need to use for stretching. The racquetball courts we've been using, they've been good for PRTs. People have just been going in there doing their own yoga, stretching, anything like that. Again, staff's able to move some of the mats and equipment around for you. The upstairs group exercise rooms, we are really hoping will be done soon. They've been working on them. They were up there last week making noise, doing stuff with concrete. So that should be done soon. Same thing with NAS2. NAS2, they're going to be starting on that facility very soon. And we've got the basketball court all set up for any fitness that needs to take place in there. So unfortunately, NAS2 doesn't have a basketball space right now, but NAS1 does. So we just were able to move some equipment around there. But the good news is that by the fall, we will have the most beautiful facilities. Our fitness areas in both NAS1 and NAS2 will have new floors. They're going to be looking good. You're going to really want to come and work out.
Love it. Yes. Absolutely love it. I had to ask. I was thinking about it yesterday, and then so you're like sitting here, I was like, ooh, let me get this out the way before I forget again.
I know. And even like for the summer, it's a tough time because it's hot. People don't necessarily want to be in the gym, or they're using the pool. Kids are off from school. Not all spouses are exercising or even able to teach classes. So even our group exercise schedule is kind of weaning down a little bit for the summer months. But by the fall, things are going to be really set, and we're going to kick back in gear with all the fitness stuff.
Taking
So that's why we're taking things out of the gym into Marini with the Color Run.
Love it.
Do your fitness there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so running is your absolute favorite thing. So why should people want to be a part of this year's Color Run?
Oh, man. Well, so this year's Color Run is going to be bigger, better, more colorful than previous years. We love this event because it gets kids involved in running, and I think it's good for them to see, one, parents and other community members being active and engaged with running and cardio and just being outside and getting sweaty. And it makes them see that it's fun and they want to do it themselves, because I think it's good to not have a sedentary lifestyle, but to get out and get on their feet and move in. So it's a 3K, which is about 1.2 7 or so miles. So I want to say anybody can do it, because you don't have to run. You don't have to be a runner. You can walk it. You can skip it. You can hop it. You can jog. You can do anything that does not involve the wheeled devices. So no bikes, no scooters. Yeah. No rollerblades. No unicycles. But dogs are allowed, and any sort of getting through it on your feet is acceptable and encouraged.
Absolutely love it. And so with the dogs, do you have to register your dogs as well, or are they just free game to bring?
No, yes. The dogs you can just bring, because they don't get a t-shirt. But we do need everybody else to pre-register so that we know how many shirts and what sizes to order. So the only way to account for who's participating as a human and order a shirt for them would be just to get pre-registered. So we're really, really, really pushing on people to get pre-registered for the humans in their life.
Absolutely. So you suggest doing that. Obviously, yes. Early on, so yeah. We get all the sizes and everything
sooner
down.
The better.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then is there a deadline, though, for that registration?
So there isn't a deadline for registration. We will keep it open, and you still can show up day of and get registered on site. It just takes longer. So we're trying to move the process, get it quicker so you can get checked in, get your t-shirt that you've pre-ordered, and head on over to the run or walk or jog, just because we like to kind of keep things moving in the morning. But all are welcome. Definitely don't want to leave anybody out. We want everybody to come through. So registration does stay open, but the sooner you register, it helps us account for t-shirt sizes, because we do a little bit of projecting, but we want to make sure everybody gets the size shirt that they want.
Absolutely. So don't forget, you want the swag, you want the t-shirt, so just go ahead and register. If you're going to be on Maranai, just show up. You don't even probably have to finish the race, let's be real.
No.
Go to your house, chill out for a bit, come
exactly
back.
Take some pictures, post them on the gram. Everybody will think that you did the whole thing. No one is going to know that was a 3K. You could tell them it was a 30K, whatever it is. Just come on out and join us.
Absolutely. We want you to keep it right here, though. We're going to be switching it over. We're going to be talking about a sports. If you're just now tuning in, we have MWR Fitness and Sports right here in the studio. So, Angelina, sports is looking a little stacked over here. So, what all do you guys have coming up?
Yeah, so for Red, White, and Boom, we have two events. We have the one-pitch softball tournament, which actually is going to be played the night of the third, and then the morning of the fourth, probably starting a little after color run. They might overlap just a little bit. But yeah, one pitch softball tournament. So registration deadline for that is in a week, July 1st. We have 2 out of 6 spots filled. So if you're here and you want to play softball, please sign up before we have to cap the teams. But we do have 4 spots open for that. And then also for Red, White, and Boom, right as the Red, White, and Boom evening events will start, we have a cornhole tournament. So you can pre-register for that online. Pre-registration is not necessary, but it is... Strongly encouraged, please, so we can make the bracket. So the tournament starts at 1700 on July 4th. If you aren't pre-registering and you want to come a little early, we'll be there at 1600 for signups for that. The Red, White, and Boom, yeah.
I love both events. Cornhole, though, I wouldn't say I'm tournament worthy, because I'm more of a, I like to have fun. And so, like, I'm like, and some people take it so seriously.
Way too seriously.
I feel like in the Midwest, like, and I'm not from the Midwest, so, like, I'm East Coast, so I'm like, I'm sorry.
I have a set of cornhole boards that my husband just purchased at home, so every weekend him and his buddies are out in the middle of the street in Maranai.
I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty sure I know what street this is. I think I've seen it. I've actually seen it happen. But moving on from that, so there's so much going on for sports during Red, White, and Boom, or, you know, pre-day before Red, White, and Boom. But then switching it over, you have an upcoming league that's coming up. So what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we just finished up our Captain's Cup basketball tournament, which shout out to our placers. 7RS took first place, Public Works took second place, and the hospital took third place in the Captain's Cup tournament. So congratulations to them. But now we're shifting over into intramural basketball. So intramural basketball league is you can play with anybody from any command as long as they are out of high school, 18 years old, and they're active duty card holders or dependents. So the registration deadline for that is July 12th. So it is a little bit off, but I just want to get the word out. Basketball is coming back for the summer, so we'll be inside out of the heat. We won't be outside on the turf playing and dying from heat exhaustion.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And you'll be on NAS 1, you know.
Yes, we will be on NAS 1 because the NAS 2 gym is currently occupied by fitness equipment. But there's AC in the NAS 1 gym, so that's always good.
Yeah, there's AC. I see people in there all the time hanging about. So, ladies, I know we talked about quite a few different things this morning, but is there anything else that you would like for the Signal community to know out there?
If anybody wants to come and watch the Captain's Cup Ultimate Frisbee tournament, we have games on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're finishing up on July 2nd. So come and watch the championship, and these guys, this Ultimate Frisbee is fun to watch. These guys throw their bodies around a lot, and it gets really intense. You wouldn't think so, but it does.
Hey, at least, the one guy who broke his hand last time is...
Yes.
Yeah.
He's up in Naples. Minimal injuries this year.
Yeah. So here's to hopefully closing out the season minimal injuries. And then Heather might have something to say.
No, just a reminder that fitness is fun, so stop by either NAS 1 or NAS 2 gym, and if you have questions on how to use equipment or do anything, you can always check in at the front desk and ask someone for help.
Yeah, of course, and then, you can always hit up the counterpart, Chris Bendix, because he has all the good stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah, if you really want to know things like how to do a proper squat and all that, Chris is your guy.
Absolutely love it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was a pleasure having you here in the studio again. Been too long. We can't let this happen again.
No. We'll see you next week.
Yes. Love it. See you next week.
Go sports.
Go sports. Keep it right here for your weather.